The way is clear for the first medical marijuana dispensary to open in the largest city in western Massachusetts. A development agreement leaves open the possibility of additional sites for medical cannabis in Springfield. The Springfield City Council Monday night unanimously approved a host community agreement with Hamden Care Facility Incorporated that will allow the Chicopee-based company to seek a state license to open a medical marijuana dispensary in East Springfield. The action came 4 years after Massachusetts voters authorized medical marijuana and a week after Question 4 was passed to legalize recreational marijuana. Advocates for a medical marijuana dispensary in Springfield who filled the audience section in the city council chambers applauded after the vote. Nicole Snow, executive director of Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance, said she was greatly relieved for people in Springfield who depend on marijuana to ease their ailments.
Access in the western part of the state is very scarce, and they are correct by saying that there is no access, that they have to go to the black market to receive their medicine. So having this access point is very important for the city of Springfield and for Western Massachusetts patients.
The legalization of marijuana for all adults to use in Massachusetts won't negate the need for medical marijuana, according to the advocates. The only medical marijuana dispensary in Western Massachusetts opened in Northampton a little more than a year ago. Springfield's first medical marijuana business is expected to open late next year. The agreement approved by the City Council would make it possible for additional dispensaries to seek permits to operate in Springfield. A prior agreement, which the Council rejected by an 8-3 vote in August, would have granted Hamden Care a 5-year exclusive license. City Councilor Adam Gomez, who chairs the Council's Health and Human Services Committee, believes one medical marijuana dispensary in Springfield will not be enough.
I think what we're looking forward towards is to make sure that more other medicinal clinics that can compete within the city, because we know that these specific businesses thrive when there's competition.
Under the terms of the host community agreement negotiated by Hamden Care and the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno, the company will pay the city 1.5% of its gross sales revenue for the first year the dispensary is in business. The annual payment rises to 2% the second year and to 2.5% in all subsequent years. Additionally, the company is obligated to pay the police department $50,000 annually and make separate payments to the city of $50,000 in the first year, increasing to $100,000 in the second year and $150,000 annually in all subsequent years. Frank Antonucci, an attorney for Hamden Care, said the terms of the agreement are subject to renegotiation if the city chooses.
There's flexibility for the city to revisit this issue if for some reason it's beneficial to them.
The proposed dispensary is planned for an existing commercial building in an area of the city that is zoned for light industrial purposes. Kathleen Brown, president East Springfield Neighborhood Council, said her organization endorsed the plans for the dispensary.
Well, it's been a discussion that's been going on in the neighborhood for quite some time, and we've had at least 3, if not more, meetings on it. And then people felt that it was an appropriate location if appropriate safeguards were put in place. We reviewed the plans, the community reviewed the plans, and felt that there were appropriate safeguards, so therefore supported the original special permit for this.
The Springfield Police Department approved a security plan for the dispensary that includes a high fence around the parking lot, exterior lighting, surveillance cameras, and an alarm system linked directly to police headquarters. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.